country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring to you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and a baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told to them concerning this child. All that they had heard, it wondered at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returning, glorifying, praising God, all the things that he had heard and seen and was told unto them. And a second scripture tonight, John chapter 1, verse 14 says this. In the beginning, the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And then the same was the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that there was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. And the title of the message tonight is simply the shepherds. The shepherds. Can we go to the Lord in prayer? Father God, we come to you right now, Lord Jesus, and we are thankful for the time of worship that we've had together, Lord. We thank you for the praise and the worship, Lord, and singing about your birth and going back and understanding who you are and what you've done, Lord, through your birth. Lord, we thank you for being able to come together as a family and partake of communion, Lord Jesus. We thank you for that opportunity, Lord. We look forward to it. Lord, right now I'm asking that the Holy Spirit would come into this place. And Lord, that you would anoint me. Lord, that the preacher and the teacher, the Holy Spirit, would be able to come in and do the work that he needs to be able to do tonight. Lord, that you would use me as your mouthpiece. That those listening in this place or listening by some form of media would hear the word of God in spirit and in truth. Amen. And amen. I'd like us to tonight stop and think about something maybe just a little bit different concerning the story that we hear, that we've heard so many times. I would like us tonight to stop and to think about the shepherds. Just take a few moments tonight and think about these shepherds. Why do you suppose that God looked down upon these shepherds and invited them to come to the manger? Why would he choose the shepherds, the lowliest of low, the people that were outside of society, the people that were out and by themselves? They were the ones that were really the first to come and to visit Jesus. But there's something secondary to that. Not only were they the first to come and visit Jesus, they were the first to go and tell about Jesus. They were really the first evangelists, if you think about it. They were to go out and they were to tell about what they had seen there in that manger. Without a doubt, having really no idea of the impact that it would have on humanity after that point. And I want to point out just a few things tonight that they did and maybe why God chose them. First, they listened. Some might say they didn't have a choice but to listen, but I would go against that. God speaks, I believe, to many people on this earth. Some choose to listen and some choose not to listen. In our modern age, we've seen talent after talent, no doubt anointed by the Holy Spirit, and they choose to go a different way. They choose to go and do a different thing. They choose not to have their calling by the Lord. We also hear stories and people will say, well, I've always felt God's calling on me. Well, why haven't you listened? Why haven't you went and did God's calling? And of course, some do listen. But on this particular night, when the shepherds were there, they listened. They didn't only listen, they heard. They heard what was going on. They had ears to hear. They were willing to hear what God had to say. And in our day and age, there's a lot going on. There's a lot to listen to. If you turn on your TV, you'll be bombarded by different forms of media. If you turn on your radio in your car, you'll be bombarded by different things that are out there. When you walk through the shopping center or the mall, you're going to hear all kinds of different things. When you pick up your phone and you begin to read through the news or whatever's going on, you're going to see many different things. So there's a difference between listening and actually hearing something. They had ears to hear, but so many today, so many, they choose not to hear. They won't accept what God has to say. They won't accept that the only way to God is through his Son. They won't accept that placing your faith completely in Jesus Christ and him only, him alone, is the only way to heaven. They don't want to hear that. They're not hearing what God has to say. They don't understand, as the shepherds saw this baby in a manger who was destined for a cross, who was destined to be the sacrifice of this world, Jesus Christ. They don't understand. They couldn't understand. The shepherds really didn't even know probably what was going on. But we, in our day and age, we can read through this book and we can understand who Jesus Christ was, why he came to this earth, why he did what he did, and the things that were done by him. In John 14 and 6, it says, he is the way, the truth, and the life. And many people like to cling to that, but sometimes they leap off that second half. No one comes to the Father but by through the Son. No one. Jesus Christ is the way into heaven. Jesus Christ is the way into God. He provided relationship for us. So while they might hear the first part, they don't hear the second part. And the sad part is so often is that Christians really don't listen. They hear it, but they're not listening to what's going on. We need to slow down. We need to stop. Our day is busy. It's insane the amount of media that we can take in a day, the things that we're bombarded by. Stop and listen to what God is saying to us independently and as the church. We need to wait to hear him speak, to hear and to understand his voice, what he's saying to us. Number two, they went. They told God told the shepherds about his good news, but if you notice something, there was no direction necessarily. They just simply got up and they went. He didn't tell them where to go, but they got up and they chose to go anyway. They didn't stop and count what they were doing. They didn't stop and see if they had enough money. They didn't do the things that we would typically do when we were going to go on a trip. Each of us travel, and I'm sure before you get ready to travel, there's a certain checklist you go through and making sure things are ready. They simply got up, they went. They had to see what was going on. God knew that these shepherds that he spoke to would be willing to be a part of this first Christmas story, willing to drop everything, willing to do what God had asked them to do, to go out and to seek a Savior. They didn't give any excuses. They didn't look for a more convenient time. They simply went. And that's a problem sometimes in our modern age, because we say, well, what's more convenient? Well, can we do it at this time or that time? Well, wait, I got to stop and take care of some things. I got to do this or that. The shepherds got up and they went. Number three, they were diligent. They made haste. They didn't mess around. They were serious about finding a Savior. And so many trips I've been on, the hardest part of the trip is simply getting going, right? Getting the things in the car, getting ready to go, going to the bank, getting out on the highway sometimes. I feel like it's taken me 3 hours to get out of town sometimes till you finally get on the road and you get going. But they went without haste. They went to go and find the Savior. And many Christians in our day and age are simply not serious. They don't take hearing about God. They don't take hearing from God seriously. We need to take his voice serious. We need to take his message seriously. The church as a whole needs to understand that the price that was paid on the cross, this isn't some fairy tale. This isn't some story that was long ago forgotten, that the cross is real. that its benefits are daily to the life of the believer, and that its price that was paid there was more than we will ever, ever know, and that it's important that we spread this faith and grace, this good news that the Bible talks about. Some don't take their faith seriously. Some place their faith in other things. They try to do something else. They try to live a different way. They try to live by works, or they try to live by trying to do something else in life. And that's not what God is looking for. He's looking for those that were like the shepherds, that were diligent. They were willing to go, those that listen. Number four, they followed. Verse 16 says, and found Mary. They found Mary. That means when we read that verse, they didn't exactly know what they were looking for. They knew they were looking for a baby. They didn't exactly know where the mangers were in that town, possibly. The Bible is quiet to how many mangers they might have went to first. Can you imagine? It's kind of comical, peeking in the manger. You got a baby in here? Baby? No, there's no baby in here. So they don't tell us how many they went to, but they were diligent. They continued to look. They continued to search, and they went and they found the baby Jesus. Sometimes Christians are all fired up when they first get saved. You remember, you've met them. They're ready to go. They don't know where they're going. They're full of enthusiasm. But before the enthusiasm has a chance to set in, it dies out. Before they're able to take in the lesson that God is trying to teach them, the enthusiasm runs out. You see, this walk of Christianity isn't built on enthusiasm. It's not built on adrenaline. It's not built on an emotional high. And of course, all those things are a part of our Christian life. But it's not the church's job. It's not the church's state to keep you on an emotional high. This life is not supposed to be that. It's a continual on and on journey with Jesus Christ. Him blessing you and you becoming closer with him. Him guiding you and you becoming closer with him. Him telling you something, listening to him, and you putting your faith in him even more each day. Little by little is how it happens. We need to keep an eye on our faith. We need to make sure that our faith is aligned with God's instructions. We need to make sure that the instructions that we're taking in follow this word of God that we have in front of us, ever based on Jesus Christ and him crucified. We need to constantly check our faith to see if our faith has a flaw. Is there something flawed in our faith? Has our faith gotten off track of where it's supposed to be or what it's supposed to be doing? That's what the word of God's for, to keep our faith in line and on track. Number five, and the last point that I have this evening is they shared. It says, they made known abroad the saying which was told to them. As I stated in the opening of this message, they became the first preachers. They became the first evangelists. They went out and they proclaimed his birth. What if someone claimed to be a fisherman, but they never set foot on the water? They never reeled a fish in. Would they be a fisherman? They simply went down to Kroger and grabbed a fish because they like to eat fish. I'm a fisherman. No, not at all. So we as Christians, it's important that we go out and tell the story of Jesus Christ. Tell the story of our testimony. Tell the story of what God has done for us to our sphere of influence. That's what these shepherds were doing, going out and telling what they had saw, what their emotions had felt, what they had witnessed there. It's important for us to go out and give our testimony. It's important for us to invite someone to church. You don't know what your testimony or your invitation could do in your sphere of influence. What that little thing could do to bring someone in to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. It also says, returning, glorifying, and praising God. You see, they couldn't glorify or praise God enough, and we can't either. It's a lesson for us. The shepherds had so much to glorify and praise God for, and we do too. The fact that we can come together tonight and lift his name above all names, that we can come together tonight and freely praise and worship him is enough But there's so much more than that. Every promise in the Word of God is something that we can praise Him for, and all the things personally in our lives that He has done for us, we can praise Him for. So with those five little things, I would like to invite each and every one of you up to the altar tonight to begin our candlelight service, if you can, and if you're able to do so. Dave, after everyone comes up, would you get the lights for me? If you just make a line in the front here. Come on. I know you got comfortable. You got warm. Zane, I don't know if I'm going to give you one of these, man. I'm going to put you in the front of the line here, Mr. Taylor. Can you just pass that down, Paula? Thank you. Now I'm going to light mine. I'm going to light Larry's. You're going to light yours off of his. Set that down right there. Yeah. All right, very good. Dave, could you also kill these lights here? Thank you. And you can go ahead and start that CD anytime. Just join us in this song, Silent Night. If Dave can see what he's doing now. the candles that were lit by one flame. And as we talked about spreading the gospel, as we talked about spreading your version of the gospel, not necessarily your version, but your testimony of the gospel, it can light up this world. This is just a physical showing of what our lights can do in this world. You can go ahead and blow out your candle. Dave, if you would give us just a little bit of light. Before we go and before we leave the altar tonight, I'd just like us to have just a time of prayer together, just a short time of prayer. We're not going to see each other till the new year. Remember, no service next Sunday. And I just want us to just everyone have a wonderful time together during Christmas and during New Year's. And we'll see you back in again the Sunday after next. Larry, did you have something? Or are you raising your hand? Okay.